This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from the Washington, D.C.-based go-go group Trouble Funk. Ken thinks their album Trouble Over Here, Trouble Over There could be the ticket go-go needs to reach a wider audience.
About 2 years ago, the hottest trend in popular music was something called go-go. What was go-go? It was a variation on black funk music that came out of Washington, D.C. It was as much a social phenomenon as a musical one. A whole bunch of different bands started playing dense polyrhythms on a variety of percussion instruments. The guitarists favored the sort of scratchy style that used to characterize James Brown records in the 60s, and the lyrics were little more than chanted phrases. Go-go was dance music, concert music. Compositions went on for 15, 20, even 30 minutes at a time. One song led into the next, the rhythm surging on and on until dancers drifted off the floor exhausted. To a skeptical outsider, it was possible to go to a go-go concert by bands like Trouble Funk or Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers and come away thinking the band did nothing more than play the same song over and over for hours at a stretch. To a devoted insider, it was possible to think you'd had the time of your life every time you went to a go-go show. Here's a sample of go-go music from Trouble Funk. It's from a new album called Trouble Over Here, Trouble Over There. It's go-go slicked back and tightened up for mass consumption, but it's good go-go nonetheless. The song is called Hey T-Bone.
T-Bone!
Like this.
Hey, T-Bone!
the Washington band Trouble Funk from its new album Trouble Over Here, Trouble Over There. At its peak, Go-Go made a big media splash. Go-Go was intriguing because it was an example of something that's increasingly rare, a truly regional music nurtured by a small community of musicians that has very little to do with what's popular on the radio. On top of everything else, this regional music was emanating from Washington, a town the media knows for its political life, not its musical one. So newspapers and magazines from all over the country did Go-Go stories, and, sure sign of a pop fad, an exploitation film was made about the music. Entitled Good to Go, the movie starred Art Garfunkel, of all people, and was a dismal failure on every level. Go-Go quickly faded from mass media consciousness. Some say that media hype killed Go-Go, that the music was never given time to evolve and nurture its own knowledgeable audience. But chances are Go-Go will never take the record charts by storm. In the context of these conservative pop times, this music is just too radical in its notions of sprawling song structure and minimalist verbal sentiments. If it carves out any commercial space at all, Go-Go will probably be like reggae, a cult music with a small but devoted following. This new Trouble Funk album is a strong record, the best solution yet to the problem of converting a concert music into recorded music. It suggests that with persistence, Go-Go has the potential to be more than just a passing fad.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Trouble Over Here, Trouble Over There, the new album by Trouble Funk.